Activists are getting ready for the Democratic National Convention this summer in Denver in hopes of capturing the spirit of 40 years ago. Groups from around the country have come together under the name Recreate 68. That refers to the year that protesters clashed with police during the party's convention in Chicago. As NPR's Jeff Brady reports, times have changed a bit.
Recreate 68 organizers meet in the basement of a funky cafe. It's the kind of place where you can hear poetry, do yoga, and smoke a hookah. That's in sharp contrast to the group's website, which is vaguely menacing with a raised fist and occasional use of the word revolution. Recreate 68 co-founder Glenn Spagnolo says the group's name is not about encouraging violence.
What we were trying to symbolize with that was recreating the spirit that existed back then, that mass participation and civic engagement can change the direction of your country.
About half the country wasn't even born in 1968, so it's worth reviewing what was going on. The assassinations of Martin Luther King Jr. and Bobby Kennedy were fresh in people's minds. The country was sharply divided over the Vietnam War. And in Chicago, Democrats were about to nominate war supporter and vice president Hubert Humphrey. About 10,000 mostly young people protested outside the convention. The pressure cooker atmosphere extended to the set of ABC television, where commentators Gore Vidal and William F. Buckley tore into each other.
Now listen, you freak. Stop calling me a crypto-Nazi.
Let's stop calling names.
I'll slap you in your goddamn face, and you'll stay plastered.
Recreate 68 organizers already have clashed with the city of Denver over where they'll be allowed to protest. The city's head of security for the convention says he's talking with the group and is relatively comfortable all will go smoothly. Most of the protests will take place at parks about 15 blocks from the convention. Sitting in one of them, Recreate 68 co-founder Barbara Cohen says there'll be a different theme for each day.
Sunday is No War, No Occupations Day. Monday is Prisoner Rights Day.
Cohen says the group is operating on a tight budget. It has about $1,500.
In case we have to get our own porta potties, we will be having an Adopt a Porta Potty campaign where for $120 you can pay for a porta potty and that will give you the right to decorate it.
Among the protesters in Denver may be a few icons of the 1968 protests. Bobby Seale, co-founder of the Black Panthers, he was one of the organizers in Chicago, but this time Seale says he won't march.
I mean, I've had a heart attack 7 years ago, and I still got a little scar tissue on my heart, and I have a defibrillator, so I won't do that.
Protesting the Iraq War will take on a personal tone for Seale. His son is an Army reservist heading to Iraq in early June. Tom Hayden also was an organizer in Chicago. He cautions against drawing parallels between then and now. He says that pressure cooker atmosphere just doesn't exist in 2008. And the apparent Democratic candidate vigorously opposes the current war, says Hayden, who supports Barack Obama.
If there were the theft of a nomination, if that was the perception of the Obama supporters, then probably there would be a 68 scenario, but it would probably be nonviolent and massive.
Recreate 68 organizers say they have no idea how many protesters will come to Denver in August. They say it could be just a few dozen, or it could be thousands. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.